All right, we're live. How cool is that? So, hi, everybody that's listening now and will listen later. I've got a great, great favorite of everybody's, Stephen Judd, the Millionaire Maker. That's a great name, Steve. Stephen, sorry. And that's what you do. And you want to help people become a millionaire. You are close to a millionaire, right? There's nothing wrong with making a lot of money because you guys do it in a really cool way. And, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions here because you've been doing this and you're making quite a bit of money. You and your girl are going to be getting married and you're engaged and you want to go out and live in Colorado, buy a house out there, have one here so you can visit your family and her family, I'm sure. And, you're like, maybe not. That's
maybe,
okay.
Yeah, that's what
family.
I was like, I don't know. California has gone a little downhill here and there.
Yeah, there you go. So tell us a couple stories here. Tell us some things that would, make it real for us. Because if you can do it, we all can do it. But tell us a couple things there about how we can get started and people that are getting started been there for a while, but nobody's been there too long, and people are making lots of money. So anyway, sure.
Oh yeah, there's people from like, well, really all over the world, but all different career paths, or like people out of college that maybe they never even thought about marketing or doing anything online or getting into sales. Well, that's actually something too, is that, a lot of people, they look down on sales, or they're like, oh, they think negatively when you're like, oh yeah, I'm in sales or I'm in marketing or whatever. But every aspect of your life is sales, like when you're with somebody and you're trying to convince them for the movie that you want to watch over the movie they want to watch, that's sales, So you have to sell yourself, like a job interview or anything, So sales is in every aspect of our life. And, basically, a lot of people, once they get out of their comfort zone of little things like that, like thinking as sales or in like a negative light, or thinking of certain things it's basically a mindset change, but people start with us because they're super interested and they see, because like within our group, when we get people involved within our group, we're always congratulating people, for either moving up within the companies that we affiliate with, or having like successful ad runs or anything like that, or for just making, 10K in a day or something. We put it out there, and new members, they see that and they're like, well, shoot, if they can do it. And we encourage people to make like go lives in our Facebook groups and to basically interact with others, and to everybody usually tells their story, and almost every story, pretty much I'd say 90% of the people that are on board with us, and even the ones that are successful, like never worked online, just barely knew how to use social media. There's definitely no business managers or ad managers or, any kind of setting up business pages or anything, so people have like a pretty good learning curve at first, but it's not even the learning curve. It's mostly the mindset change that, helps people become successful. But, people start out with little to no knowledge of it. And yeah, within, a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on the person and the amount of work that they put in, to this and learning and basically, copying what others in our community are doing that is successful, they themselves become successful and can make, $4,000 in a day, $5,000 in a day. God bless you. but yeah, that's basically our community. We just help each other. Basically we're in the health and wellness industry, and we help other people with that, but we also help and have a community on just helping people to successfully run an online company, and the way we do everything. It's pretty much like, I'd say 80 to 90% automated. So it helps, especially when you start getting a lot going on, you know?
Right.
Like our whole process through funnels and everything else that we've talked about in the past, but it all helps,
that,
you know, to be
that's
able to
good.
Manage your time and free up your time. And that's a big deal, you know?
So I'm going to go back to something if it's okay. So
okay.
You're talking about, you said it will like, you know, when somebody has a $10,000 day, they're going, people are,
yeah.
that will listen now and listen later, they're like, what did he make? You didn't make a mistake about that figure. You said the real
no.
deal, right? That's a,
oh, yeah,
passing
no,
out.
Yeah. No, yeah, there's people making 13K in a day, 14. I think I just seen in our community, I was going to try and find it, like Joseph, he made, he's a New York police officer, and he came on board with us, and he made $7,410 in 10 days, you know, so that's pretty good money, you know, and he never had any experience. He's a police officer, you know, totally different field of work, never worked online before, and now not only, that was like more towards when he started, you know, and now he's gotten so into it. He's making videos on our training courses and everything within our new platform that we just launched. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, there's all kinds of different stories like that, you know, and I've been with this group for about 2 years, and being able to see people change from not knowing anything and asking like super newbie questions, which is cool, you know? But then becoming leaders themselves, and then like, you know, other people asking the same questions they asked when they got in, and like shooting answers back and forth and running their own mastermind groups and having their own teams now, you know, within a small amount of time. And sometimes people start off really slow, you know, 3-4 months, maybe make $1,000, $2,000, but then something within their mindset clicks, or what they're doing, you know, sometimes it just takes a while to build up your business for certain people. And, but when that does happen, all of a sudden they skyrocket, you know, and they'll start making, you know, $5,000, $10,000 months, you know, 15K months, like, you know, and eventually, yeah, they'll get up to, you know, 10K days, 13K days or whatever. You know, there's people that I personally work with that are making 50, 60K a month, you know, and that's like steady, you know. And one of the guys that's part of our group is, yeah, he's been doing it for 8 years, but he's been making pretty consistent, from what I've heard, is about 200 to 300,000 a month. And that's super
Wowzer.
Consistent, you know? So that's the power of, I mean, with a regular career and not doing some kind of online business, like a regular career, you're not going to make that, you know? No, I mean, unless you own like a very successful business, but even then it's like you have to attract customers to like say you owned a shop or something, you know? It's totally different than having an online company where you can reach anybody across the world or America, or you can even advertise to your local businesses or people around where you live, you know. But
right.
The power of working online and then having like a group like ours that support you and walk you through every step of the way, and we have step-by-step processes that have already been basically like run through the fire, you know, having all that is what basically launches people to success at a way quicker rate than if you were just trying to learn everything on your own from scratch and not knowing where to turn or look or anything like that, you know? So that's one of the biggest things. And I've seen it just help people, over and over again. But I mean, of course the people have to want it. And, you know, I've also seen where, you know, sometimes people get involved, they get super excited. And even I actually did this at first too, got super excited, super pumped. I started making thousands of dollars like within the first 2 months. And then I just kind of I got sidetracked with stuff going on in life, and I stopped, you know, going to our weekly masterminds. And I mean, I did stay continuing to talk to certain people in our group, but you know, I kind of disconnected for a little bit, and it hurt my business bad. You know, like I eventually stopped making money, you know, so I had to kick it back up, and I got back on track, which is fine. You know, it happens to some people, you know, but I've seen people just, you know, they'll make big investments into their business, and then they'll just walk away and lose interest. And that's, you know, either because they think that they can't do it, or that it's not going to happen to them. But like, if you're around successful people and you're around a community,
right,
that's going to help you and support you, and you stay plugged in with, you know, training and basically self-improvement, you know, if you keep improving yourself, you will find the success that, you know, happens. Like, for people who act successful, who think successful, who basically eat, sleep, drink, you know, everything successful, you will become successful. You'll fail your way to success, you know. It doesn't matter, but, you know, that's, you just have to learn from every experience and not give up, you know. So that's what
we
try to encourage, you know, and be there for people, especially when they have hard times, and especially in the beginning. Sometimes it's hard, you know.
Sure. I have a question for you, okay? And this one's important. So
okay.
I know you, you know, I'm starting with your system and excited about it. I've been an entrepreneur for a really long time, okay? And so do you have a problem, or not a problem, sorry. Do you have a challenge with people thinking they're working a job or you know, getting a job? Does that ever come to you guys, or do you ever have folks that are looking at your system and thinking, is this a job? How much am I going to get paid? Do you have that ever?
Yeah, so yes, there's there are people.
A mentor, hold on 1 second before you go any further. It is an employee mentality, and you said something about changing your mindset. So you have to, if you're going to make it and be successful, not only make it, but be successful, you have to have an entrepreneur mentality, right? So doesn't that frustrate you?
Yeah, without a doubt. without a doubt, though. Yeah, you have to, like, a lot of times people do come into this thinking, like, that they're, I don't know whether they're going to – sometimes I think people think it's going to be a lot easier than it is too. And, I mean,
right,
eventually it becomes easy, but people give up before they get to that point a lot because, they basically do have that employee mentality. Like, if you have an entrepreneur mentality, you're going to work every second. Like, if you have a 9-to-5 job, in the morning before you go to work, you're going to be doing, you know, either training, or you're going to be talking to hot leads or cold leads or reaching out to people or doing something, you know, before work. When you get off work, you're going to, you know, like, until you go to sleep, you're going to be doing something. And like, a lot of people, they don't want to put that kind of work. Yeah, you need a break every once in a while, but I mean, like, for me, I mean, I do that every second, you know. I'm like, always, what can I do for this? What can I do for that? Like, how can I reach out to this group of people? How can I, you know, make a video that'll give some people some value? How can I, you know, like, I don't know. I'm always looking for ways to help other people, but also, like, when it's time to advertise and get what value our community actually has, and like, get it out to people so that they can find like time freedom and happiness. And that's what this will give people. You know, I've seen so many people quit their jobs just since I started, and you know, everybody's in a different situation with debt, and especially in America, you know, a lot more people have debt in America than the people we work with from the UK or like Bali or anywhere, you know. It's insane. So that's, you know, but basically changing the mindset to being an entrepreneur and realizing that when you walk in with our program, you are your own, you're an owner, you know. You own a business, and your business that you opened is online, but you can also take it offline. It's your business. You can do what you want. Like, a lot of people look up to some of the leaders or advisors and administrators in our group, and they'll basically be looking to them as their employer. You know, like, what do I do now? Oh, well, what, you know, well, we help,
right.
We help those people, but they're like relying on somebody to tell them what to do. Like, it's your business. You make decisions. You see what works, what doesn't work. You listen to people who are experienced too, though, so that you don't have to make costly mistakes. But if you feel like, hey, you know, I want to go out to smoothie shops, you know, like, yeah, we do stuff online, but we'll encourage you. Yeah. Hey, if that's how you want to take your business, go for it. Yeah, that's great. That's a great idea. What kind of stuff do you need? Like, we'll help you figure out what details you need to give to the owners. Like, we help people with their own business, you know. And,
Right, I got you.
It's
cool.
Ultimately up to the person, you know, how they want to run their company, because it's their company, you know, and people don't always think of that at first, you know.
you're right. So, you know what I tell people, because as I said, you know, I work from home. You just heard my dog, so I apologize about that,
yeah.
But they're funny. So, here's what I do know. It's like,
yeah.
Sometimes, now I've heard this before, and I've experienced it. Sometimes you have to put 50,000 units of work to get a couple of units of pay, but enough time and given enough push, that turns around when you do one unit of work every few months, and you can make $500 million worth of pay. Really, true story. You know what I mean? It's what you're saying to me,
yeah.
Right? You know, it takes a lot of work, right? Hard work, because
mm-hmm.
this is your business, and I don't want to, I get that. Do you feel that way as well? You know, sometimes you feel like you've done everything, right? Worked hours, and all you got is a couple units of pay. And then it turns around where you have this amazing day, and you get 10,000 units of pay for a half a unit of work. How cool is that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's, I mean, even with those people in our community that are making 10, 15K in even a day, I mean, people just look at it and they're like, oh, they just make it look easy. Like, oh yeah, they're just, you know, that just happened for them. They got lucky, you know, like, oh yeah. No, it's the work on the back end that they're doing, you know, it's the time that they're putting into their company, but also the people that they're communicating with, you know, they're putting time into them, into themselves, and reading books, like self-improving all the time, meditation or, you know, anything like that. We encourage all of that because, I mean, really it does change you from the inside out, and other people around you can tell, you know, like when you have a different outlook within yourself, people from all over, whether it's even in messages, you can translate like how you really feel. Like, people get a feeling, you know, when you talk to them on the phone or in a Zoom chat or a mastermind, people can tell there's something different with you, you know, that,
yeah.
And it ends up creating success for your business later, you know, and not always like right away or overnight, you know, sometimes it does happen. I mean, you know, sometimes it does, I've seen it, but it's rare, you know, usually it takes time and, you just keep on keeping on. And, it will always pay off. The best investment you can do is in your, you know, invest in yourself, you know, self-improve.
Yeah, that's it. So true.
And it will pay
self-improvement.
Off, you know, not, yeah. And it's not if it'll pay off, it's when it'll pay off. It's not, you know, not even a little bit. Nobody can take that from you. It's not like a tangible, like, currency or anything like that the government can come and take from you. You self-improve, nobody can take that from you, you know? You're always going to have that. So always invest in yourself and always make yourself better, and other people will flock to you even, you know?
I agree with you on that.
You
so you,
yeah.
I hear you. So I want to ask you this, or say this. So you and your girl, you guys are working together. She's an entrepreneur, has an entrepreneur mentality. You do. I love that, seeing couples work together like that, you know, and she supports you, you support her. And I know your mom and you are working together, and your mom's sweetheart, and he's like, everybody's supporting everybody. And I watched a YouTube video last night, and there's a guy there. He said, I didn't have any support except other homeless people. He said, I had a car. And he said, he goes, I want you to know how this was. He said, I put flyers out. And he said, in whatever he did, whatever his business was, I don't even know what that was. But he said, I'll never forget being able, he said, I would invite someone to come to my ratty car. And they actually came. And he said, this is my kitchen. The back seat is my living room. So we're going to sit in the kitchen. I was like, what a great story. And the dude is like making, like, I don't know, like thousands and thousands of dollars. He goes, I never, ever, ever gave up. And he said, ever. And he said, and sometimes it was hard. Sometimes I would be someplace and the cops would come and say, you got to move your car. And he would go somewhere else and you know, sleep for the night and get up and go to the gym for the shower. But he did that. And look at him now. I was like, wow, I don't even know a company. Maybe it's your company. Maybe it's a company that you, whatever. But he's a homeless guy who's now a millionaire. Who knew? You know, and that's what you're saying. He had that mindset. He didn't lose it. And he, by the way, he was educated too, just a series of life events. And then the other thing is that you and I talk about personal development, Grant Cardone. It is our duty and obligation to be successful. He says that in a lot of other things with that. It is our duty and obligation to be that for the kids, for ourselves, for people, our friends, neighbors, or whatever. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think it's important to stay teaching yourself and training yourself and learning, you know, and gaining knowledge, whether it's through books or through experiences or failures, you know. Yeah, I think that is good, Turi. I like how you put it, though, and I liked your story, too, for sure. So.
Yeah, because that blew me away. I was like, because I go on the internet, you know, or YouTube, I'm looking at things, I was
yeah.
like, huh, I want to be inspired to that. I was like, man, I'm not going to complain at all. So anyway, I haven't complained at all today, right? Just grateful for, you know, doing what I'm doing, so loving who I am and loving the business that I do. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. Actually, one of the guys that helped start our community, his name's Rye, and he actually, I want to say it took him, it was somewhere between 4 and 6 months to even make his first sale, but now he's like one of the most successful people in our community, but he didn't give up, you know, and he even says, he's like, I just thought I was, you know, too stupid, too dumb, like I couldn't do this, like I started almost giving up, but I kept on, and I think he was like a model before, and he was just, things were going through his mind, like, you know, what am I doing? What, you know, like, am I even doing the right industry? Maybe I should stick to what I know. But he kept on, and like, it didn't happen exactly overnight. But when he did start making sales and getting stuff going, it just kept snowballing and snowballing and snowballing. And now he helps influence and encourage and teach and train everybody in our community. Like, usually, almost every week he's on the masterminds, helping people and troubleshooting stuff for people and, you know, going over things. And he helps run our leaders group too, you know? And you know, he was in the same position that everybody else is in when they first start, with some of the thoughts that go through their head, you know, but not giving up. I mean, that is key. That is key, you know? And actually, I think you brought up my mom. I got my mom involved with this. And I think a few times she's wanted to quit and give up. More than a few times,
aww.
I'm going to say. But she's kept it going, and now she has tons of hot leads. She has shops that have been reaching back out to her, telling her how wonderful our products are. And they want to work with her, you know, and they've been messaging her even, you know. Part of it is because she's changed the way she's thinking about it, you know, and she's been doing her training and different stuff that we've been encouraging her to do, you know, and now I think she's realizing, hey, I can do this, you know, but that's what it takes too. A lot of times you have to truly believe in yourself, you know, believe in what you have, what you can help people with, and it'll pay off, you know, it'll work out the way that you envision if you just have faith, you know, in yourself.
Right.
And,
right.
And
yeah,
what
that's
you can
very,
do to help
so
other
true.
People, you know? Yeah.
Well, you are so humble about everything, and yet you're in that group of masterminds. You're in that group that's growing like crazy, and you're making lots of money. Gonna make more, but that's cool. And I'm glad that story inspired me. I was like, I'm like, wow, the guy's doing stuff, and I don't even know what he what company was. He's doing stuff in the front seat. He got a car, right? And he's just so
yeah.
pleased, Stephen. He says, he goes, huh. I made $400. He goes, finally, he goes, well, I want to make $4,000. What's another zero? I was like, what a great attitude. I was like, I'm sometimes bitching because I've not made, you know, my income that I want to make, right? But, you know, and then he goes, I got the $4,000. He goes, why don't I see if I can make $400,000? And he did. You know, obviously we was in a different place, and I was like, wowzer. So anyway, what a great story. You guys are inspiring you, your girl, and I'm excited about doing stuff with you guys and your mom.
Yeah,
and, you know, she's inspiring too. So, you know, but
yeah,
I'm
excited.
I'm
excited for like all the new stuff we got on our platform, but I'm excited that you're going to be joining us because I know the value that you're going to add to our group, especially for some of the new people and people that are looking into it and maybe haven't fully joined yet or haven't affiliated. Like I already know that you're going to be encouraging and being able to give good business advice and coaching advice, you know, and that alone, the value is, you know, that's priceless because, you know, it's always good to have, especially seasoned coaches like yourself. I know you've been doing it for, what, 8 years now, 9 years?
I've been doing, yeah.
More
yeah,
than that,
just,
huh?
I've been doing that.
I mean.
Yeah, just a little bit. But you know what I did is
yeah,
I wanted
so that's
to.
Gonna be great.
I always work for myself. Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. And you've inspired
yeah.
me. Like, oh, I need to go look at that platform. you know, so, cause, so
yeah.
you've been very good today with that show because I got a lot on my plate, as we all do, for different reasons. So I just got to make time. But we're getting ready to get the little buzzer here. And, Stephen, you have been wonderful with sharing with about things and so humble. I swear, you're just very humble. And I appreciate that. Humble, smart, and making money. And takes care of his girl, and his girl takes care of him. That's a sweet story right there. Anyway, you guys are a couple of great entrepreneurs, so I appreciate you guys very much. And you're going to get your house in Colorado,
yep.
I think, right? That's your goal. Keep your house in California
oh, yeah.
so you can visit your family and your in-laws. Nothing wrong with that. Okay.
It's
so,
coming this year,
anyway.
Hopefully.
I know. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway, any closing remarks before we close the call? And I know you are close your show because I know you guys got things that you're doing, and I'm excited for you.
I did make that Instagram account if anybody has any questions or comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can share the Instagram account. It's Steven, Steven, Judd, Judd, 5. Or it's Stephen Judd, sorry, _ CEO. And that's my Instagram account. You guys can DM me. Just feel free to reach out, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. So, and if anybody has any questions for Tari, I mean, I'm sure she'll always respond to. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much. Anyway, all right, everybody, have a great, wonderful now. And someone just texted me, you know what, Stephen, you have a higher power that you believe in. And so I know it's Sunday. A lot of people come on and are wondering that. So, yeah, it's a higher power. We all of us do, I think, on some level. I call it God, you know. And a friend of
yeah.
mine told me this. When you're present, God's presence. So always live in the now, right? So you get a lot of help then. It's all good. Anyway, all right, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful day, wonderful now, and we'll speak to Stephen next week. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bruce. All right.